This is Nachyomi, Sefer Melachim Bet, Chapter 1. Moab rebels against Israel following the death of Ahav. We'll learn more about the details of the rebellion further on in the text. Ahaziah, son of Ahav, falls from the attic of his residence and sustains serious injuries. He sends messengers to Baal Zevuv, god of Ekron, to inquire whether he will survive his accident or not. Eliyahu the prophet is sent by Hashem to intercept Ahaziah's emissaries and sends them back to Ahaziah with a harrowing message. Ahaziah's behavior in seeking guidance from a foreign god is a desecration of God's name. It suggests that there's no God in Israel. And therefore, Ahaziah is condemned. He will not recover from his illness, and he will die imminently. From the content of the communication and the messenger's descriptions of the appearance of the man who confronted them, Ahaziah correctly infers that it was Eliyahu, and he sends a company of 50 troops to apprehend and probably kill the prophet. The first group of soldiers approach Eliyahu and order him to surrender to them by the command of the king. Instead, a fire descends from heaven and consumes Ahaziah's men. Undeterred, Ahaziah sends a second set of troops, who are even more aggressive and meet the same fate. When a third delegation arrives, the leader begs Eliyahu to have mercy on their souls and not to destroy them. Eliyahu receives a command from Hashem not to fear these men, but to accompany them to the bedside of their master. In the presence of Ahaziah, Eliyahu once again announces the divine decree that the king will die for having cast aside the God of Israel and gone in search of guidance from a foreign deity. Ahaziah indeed perishes, and since he had no sons, his brother Yehoram reigns in his stead. There are a couple of key points worth highlighting in this chapter. Ahaziah has certainly departed even more from the fold of Israel than his father Ahav did. While Ahav participated in idol worship, and he endorsed it, at a fundamental level, he acknowledged Hashem and valued his Jewish identity. Ahaziah has abandoned that identification and awareness entirely, as evidenced by his dispatch of messengers to Ekron to inquire about his fate. This loss of any regard for the God of Israel cost Ahaziah his kingdom. Eliyahu Hanavi's interactions with the messengers who approach him are quite instructive. On the surface, his reaction of incinerating them with heavenly fire seems excessive. However, when we consider the interactions more deeply, we can understand Eliyahu's motives more clearly. There is a contest here between the word of Hashem as declared by Eliyahu his messenger and the word of the king as declared by his messengers. Ahaziah's attempt to seize and kill Eliyahu was prompted by his desire to demonstrate that his will and ambition could extinguish the divine pronouncement by eliminating its spokesperson. The messengers intercepted by Eliyahu made the correct decision, forsaking their role as agents of the human king and embracing the mission of conveying Hashem's word to Ahaziah. The two groups of soldiers, by contrast, the first two, although they refer to Eliyahu as the man of God, they invoke the supreme authority of Ahaziah, a mere human being who intends to thwart the Almighty's designs. In fact, the second group is even more brazen in its language than the first. They tell him to hurry down, and they say, and they communicate the king's orders in the language of prophecy, even imitating the language that would be used by Eliyahu to speak in the name of Hashem. Although they do keep their distance, perhaps hoping to be out of range of Eliyahu's miraculous firebombs. This indicates that they have failed to take to heart the implication of the first group's demise. Although these officers and troops were just following orders, they were morally responsible for their choice. They were taking the wrong side in the dispute, and therefore they suffer the consequences of trying to undermine God's word. Learning that Hashem's will and his messenger cannot be overcome by human resistance, artifice, or attack. Only the last delegation, which accepts the divine authority of Eliyahu's position and the inviolable nature of God's word, is spared. They had the wisdom and humility to appreciate that human might was powerless against Hashem, and that all they could do was serve as emissaries to support Eliyahu and enable him to proclaim his message to the king.